3-day regional management team meeting will afford the country representatives of the UNFPA to evaluate on their achievements in the past years and adopt strategic priorities for the future. Mr. Ngom asked leaders to walk the talk and operationalize their pledges to the people. He acknowledged progress made towards attaining the SDGs and called for concerted effort to reach the goals before 2030.
We are making progress, but I would say that we can do much better as we are still in the first 1,000 days. I keep saying that it is where we have to speed up rather than waiting for the last 1,000 days. So let's make sure that while we are in the first 1,000 days of the SDGs, we show a strong push for scaling up ongoing intervention so that perhaps, you know, we might even reach the goal before 2030. Because it's all about alleviating suffering, disease, exclusion, abuse, and so on and so forth.
Mr. Ngom stressed the need to tap into the demographic dividend of countries by adopting innovative measures.
We need to have the forward move. One of them is health, including family planning, dealing with some of the issues like child marriage, driving high population growth, access to information. And then you have education and training. And then we have the issue related to employment. That is really one of the top issue we are facing today, but also issue of good governance. That really is the four buckets. But unfortunately, there is currently a tendency to focus on the job employment issue. That's normal. So the employment issue is something we must deal with, otherwise it's going to blow up. But that's not the issue.
The Minister of Planning, Professor Georgian Bafor, commended the UNFPA for its roadmap for the demographic dividend, adding that Ghana has incorporated it into its long and medium-term development policy framework. He gave the assurance that his ministry will track the progress of its implementation. The meeting has attracted representatives from West and Central Africa, as well as the UNFPA office in New York.